This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Bill Tallman, chairman of the Benilde Italian American Days Car Show. And welcome to the show, Bill.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Bill, we are obviously going to discuss today the car show that'll be coming up Saturday, May the 28th. That will be in Benilde City Park. And we'll get to more specifics on times when we get towards the end of the show. But first off, we all know that many things, festivals, car shows, you name it, pandemics, sort of made them either lightly attended, couldn't hold them at all or whatever. And it's, I guess, pretty good to be getting back to where it looks like this one might be more normal.
Yes. Right now, the Italian American Days, my president of the Italian American Day Club, Jerry Sirocco, he confronted me in October. We were doing a trunk or treat in the park, and he says, "Hey, I'd like to get the car show. I'd like to have a car show this year." And I'm like, "Okay." So we looked over the yard and the park area, and says, "Okay, I think we can do this if we can keep it, you know, keep it nice. And I think something different like this will be very nice." And we, in the past, we had the KCs, we had one in Gillespie, and we did it for 30 years. A friend of mine started this, and it worked out real good. And then when we sold the hall, we moved it to a different location, and the attendance was starting to go down and down. And we finally just said, you know, we're not coming up, you know, making money for charity here. And we just kind of disbanded it. So with COVID hitting a couple of years, the Italian American Days, we didn't have anything in the festivals and the parks like that. So what they did, you know, this year it was like, hey, we opened it back up. Let's give it a whirl. And I said, and Jerry's like, what do you think? And I said, I'll be willing to try it again. Let's see what we can do.
And so this is really the inaugural Benilde Italian American Days.
I call this a pilot run. You know, we'll see what it does on the pilot.
To start off with, obviously a car show is something a lot of people like to attend just to look at the cars, let alone the people who spend all the money keeping those fine vehicles up. But as far as this car show, you're going to have 14 classes, and that's a lot of classes. And sort of talk about what are the classes, like maybe some antique automobiles, certain year periods.
Oh, yeah, like from, you know, the 1900s, you know, and they move it up. We go, I think, about every 10 years, you know, move up. And a lot of these cars are custom. A lot of them are original. If they have more than a couple of modifications, such as, you know, chrome muffler, you know, things of that, you know, where it makes loud noise, you know, where it fires up a little bit, you know, they can do, you know, put the modifications, or we have what they call special interest classes. You know, we have like the Camaros, we have Corvettes, we have, you know, GTOs, you know, things of that nature on that.
So you can basically bring a car from about 1904 to about what year does it cut off when it isn't considered really car show relevant?
Well, a lot of people, we've had shows where they've brought in brand new cars. And, you know, sometimes I have a little problem with that because, you know, if it's right off the factory and they don't drive it and, you know, they know it's a good car. I like more the collectors, you know, old cars were, you know, original stuff, and they kept it, you know, undercover for years, you know, and they only take it out when it's sunny skies and go for a drive, you know, on that. But I think, like I said, as far as some of the cars that we have, you know, with the modifications and that, it makes it, you know, it makes it sometimes difficult, but usually they try to get up to the present. I mean, if you want to bring a new car in, you know, more power to you. I've seen new Corvettes come in, and some of them are just immaculate, and they look great. And like I said, personally, I'm a fan of the 63 Corvette split top windows. You know, them cars were just, they sat up nice. They, you know, they looked great.
I guess even now with all the talk about electric cars, a Tesla roll in possibly might look great too.
That would be a special interest or or a kit car, if you want to call them that, you know, that's for sure.
Now, as far as someone who would like to participate and be at whatever car they may have, I guess when they come, you'll sort of give it a class or
yeah,
something like
yeah.
that.
We have a registration table And right there also, and they we have the sheets that, you know, and they fill out the sheets of what kind of car they got, and they usually put them in a class, or we have somebody that'll help them out to say, this might be a better interest for your car, you know, because we have three places. We have third, second, first place set of trophies, and we also have special, we have three specialty trophies, and one is the mayor's choice. So Mayor Kelly, I've asked him to show up that day of the show, and he can walk around and pick which one he likes out of it. And then I have the judges, which they'll walk around and judge. And then they will also, with their judging, you know, get one that they all agreed on that they liked. And that'll be like the judge's choice. And then we have the Italian Club's choice. I'll get a few of my members that are helping me out working, and we'll have them walk around and pick a car until we narrow it down to one that we like, you know.
Before we started the interview, you were talking about professionally judged, and because you can hold a car show and it can be judged any way somebody might want it, but professionally judged a little different, and maybe talk about that.
On the judging, when we first started, we had some guys that worked in the body shops and worked for other dealerships, and you know, and when we started that with Casey's, it was always, we didn't really know how to do this. And it was like, so we got some friends that we knew. And of course, we had local people that got their cars in there. So there was a little bit more favoritism on that first year. It was like, man, we need to do something different. So I searched around and found some car clubs. We had a Route 66. There was a Wolfpack Club. There was, you know, things of that, clubs of that nature. This car club I deal with is this year's is a new club, and they're not really a new, I mean, they're new to me as far as the car show's concerned. We're trying these guys out. They're out of Columbia, Illinois. They are the Give Back Pack Club, and their charity is for sick children. Helps, you know, they donate the money to give the for their parents, pay some bills, things of that nature. So, and these guys are very good at what they look at, and they're very detailed on that, and that makes it. I mean, I think when you're in a car club like that, to me, that's more of a professional, because you have one of them cars and you know how you want it to look and perform in that.
Somebody who's wanting to enter a car, what's the cost? What do they get when they enter their vehicle? And sort of how does it go then?
Okay. Well, right now we have the first 50 entrants get a dash plaque, and they also get a T-shirt. It'll have the emblems on the T-shirt for it. First 50 get that. And that registration is $15. And also you get, like I said, with the $15, the first 50 get the dash plaque and the T-shirt. We're trying that out and see how many cars we can get. If the show does successful, we will have, you know, we'll get out a few more shirts and things of that sort for like next year. You know, this is just a pilot run, and we'll see what happens in the park. Also, that day of the car show, the carnival will not be running, but the lunch stand will be open. They'll have hamburgers, hot dogs, Italian beef, you know, soda. We have the specialty stand, which does Italian meatballs. They do tortellinis. They do also salami, Italian salami and that. And we also have the beer garden open that day too. So it'll be probably condensed in that area.
Plenty to eat
food. Oh yeah, because that's what a lot of car show people, when they go to these places, that's what they basically, you know, walk around and look at cars and eat and everything, usually have a good time.
Have you already had some people inquiring about entering cars and
things? Yes, I've had people call. Matter of fact, I had a gentleman call me, and he was in South Rock Santa, I believe, and that he got me with the judges, because I was looking for some judges at the time, and he got me to this a car club to do it. I was going to try to look online and see if I can come up with some car clubs where I could, you know, try to get a hold of somebody and see. I tried one that was up Route 66, and that was up in Springfield. And when I called him, he had a meeting, But he never returned my call to let me know what they were covering. So, and then I was kind of getting a little bit of, you know, here we are in April, and I'm like, man, we got a month. I need to get moving here and try to find me some judges, you know. But
again, the car show is May 28th. That's a Saturday. Is registration ahead of time, or how does it go?
So you have to be there to register the day of the show. Registration's like from 8 to noon. They do the judging right at, you know, right after that. After the judging, then we'll have the trophy presentation on that.
And if someone hears it and they wouldn't know where Bunnell City Park is, where's that at?
City Park is, you come down, if you're coming from Carlinville, you come down Route 4 South, you get into Bunnell, and you'll turn left on 138 East. Like you're going to Mount Olive, you get across the tracks, you'll go by FEMA's, that'll be 2nd Street, if you want to go to the show, go down to the main street, which is the next block, turn to the left, and the park will be right there on your left. If you're registering for cars, you will come down 2nd Street on that, and make the left on 2nd Street and come down. We'll have the barricades for the car show, and we'll have them all lined up.
And if someone wants to speak to you or someone about more information about possibly entering a car, what do they do to contact y'all?
Well, I got two phone numbers. I got my home phone number, 217-835-2268, or my cell numbers, 217-556-4286.
Bill Tolman, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.